Yerp, 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 yerpski. I'm back, bitch. Okay, so this episode gonna be about sports. We gonna get into the WNBA with they stinking ass. We gonna get into the NBA with they little stinking ass. The MLB with their little dusty ass. Get into the NFL with their little crummy ass. The NHL with their little slaw dog eating ass. Then I'm going to talk to y'all about Prize Picks, some shit that I fuck with heavy. And we're going to talk about DraftKings, some shit that is like, boy, what the fuck was y'all thinking when y'all came up with this bullshit ass shit? And of course, these is apps that I'm using in Alabama. So, you know, I can't tragically get off into them parlays, into all that other goofy ass shit. But rock with me. Rock with me. Talk with me. And like I said before, big Yerpski. And make sure you share this shit right now. Ladies first, so we're gonna start with the WNBA, cause yerpski. And I've been watching. I ain't gonna hold you. I've been trying to watch some of these WNBA games. Not could they fine. Not could they thick. Not could they got a little bit of bread. But I've been watching, you know, because it ain't no other basketball on shit. And I'm not watching no summer league. Fuck them niggas. In G League, come on, man. If I want to see folks get their ass dunked, don't I just watch college or goddamn, what's that other shit? The 3-on-3 shit with Ice Cube. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyways, WNBA ladies, I done either watch the game where it come down to the wire. Or y'all just blow folks out by 20 to 30, nigga. And then it don't even really be no game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about blowouts in the beginning of the game. Like, up 17 before the half. The half over with, they come back, they down 10, then lose by 22. Bitch, what the fuck going on? Y'all didn't make no adjustments? Also, I can't watch no games where one team only had 66, the other one had 88. Fuck y'all got going on? I mean, I get it. It's 10-minute quarters. But y'all got four quarters. You scored 66? Who the fuck is y'all? Do y'all need a G League, a D League, a development league, something? God damn it. Because, boy, that ain't it. And I'm going to say it. You know, Shaq said it. A couple other analysts said it. A couple NBA players said it. Lower the fucking rims, bro. Yeah, y'all been hooping on 10-foot all y'all life. Y'all also been shooting with a different ball all y'all motherfucking life. Y'all accommodated to that, then y'all, when y'all wanted the ball to be smaller, dunk this bitch, bro. It ain't gonna be nothing more disrespectful than another bitch dunking on a bitch. Just make it low enough for niggas, motherfuckers that 6'5", 6'6", can dunk. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying drastic middle, like, you know, maybe 8.5. Maybe 8. They just start at 8.5, all right? Just lower the rim down to 8.5. Shut y'all season down for one season. Tour the world. Spread y'all brand for what's coming next. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about spread the word that, bitch, we lowering the rims. And we practicing now so that we'll be better with our jumpers and everything else. Maybe even set out 2 seasons. Bitch, but when after them 2 seasons is up, just start showing highlights of you people already working on dunks they finna do in the game. You feel me? Marketing genius. Okay, less games. Y'all already played 36 games. 18 games, what I'm proposing. 18 games, 20 games. And going into the playoffs, what y'all call playoffs is 3-game series, 5-game series, and it's over. You might as well just play 18 games. Let the women go overseas and make that bread. Because I know the people overseas, they want to see it. They enjoy it. Over here, the women don't give a good goddamn about y'all playing basketball. They don't give a fuck of the men playing basketball, to be real. You know? It's only a few choice women that actually played ball in school and be like, you know what, I'll watch a ball game, but not no WNBA game. They ain't watching that shit because y'all ain't dunking. It ain't really no ferocity. Y'all get into arguments and fights over goddamn charges and all this other shit. But if a bitch was to dunk on another bitch, it'd be fucking outrageous.
Okay.
Mix up the draft lottery. Okay, the WNBA and the NBA, they all be trying to be on the same force field and all this other shit where the lottery is the same, where sorry teams that get to be in the top, you know, they get more draft lottery odds. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically like the NBA. Bitch, fuck all that. I wanted to see a stacked ass WNBA team basically taking over the league to where these motherfuckers are so cold. Maybe, just maybe, put them in a round robin goddamn tournament with some of the worst NBA teams. I don't know. Maybe it's late at night. I'm just talking crazy. But, bitch, fuck it. Make them a goddamn super squad in the WNBA. Motherfucking win all 36 games. Sweep the playoffs. Make them one of the most exciting teams to watch where they blowing bitches out by 40. I watch a game where these hoes blowing bitches out by 40. But it got to be some amazing shit. The dunking got to be involved. I'm sorry. I don't want to see no fucking alley-oop layup. Last but not least, I don't care how y'all do it, don't make it fucking fan choice. Cause boy, the niggas gonna be ruthless. They gonna pick some dirty out cold niggas. But make it to where the WNBA team can put their best all-star team together and put them up against some of the best NBA players. We can dead all that shit then, right then and there. I'm talking about women feel like they need to be paid as much as the guys be playing, and I don't want the guys to hold back a fucking bit. I'm talking about you better dunk on this bitch like she's a real deal nigga. Put her in the blender, in the post, all that shit. Go to the rim, Giannis, all that. And I wanted to still be six fouls, because bitch, I guarantee it, two or three of them hoes gonna file out. I ain't gonna hold you. Two or three of them women gonna file out in the WNBA All-Star game. You put them in the All-Star game, I would start it out regular. A slam dunk, a three-point, all of that. And then a skills competition. Whatever else you want to do, bitch. But when the game come around, it's gonna be men against women. And I want their coldest 15 against the NBA coldest 15 assembled, nigga. If that's my option, if y'all want me to figure out how to make the goddamn WNBA make some goddamn money, because y'all costing the NBA money because y'all ain't got shit going on. But what do I know? I'm just a big yerbski, you know, and shit. That's what I want to see in the WNBA. And shit, put them bitches in some goddamn volleyball shorts or something, because goddamn it, the appeal ain't there. Sex appeal gonna have to pick up the slack. Just as hard on the NBA as I am on the goddamn WNBA, because yerpski. Give these niggas less games too. I don't know who the fuck decided that they wanted to see 82 fucking basketball games in a season. Even if I was a season ticket holder, bitch, I can't make it to 82 fucking games. Even if if I'm a season ticket holder, I might get 41 games at the crib. That's still a lot of fucking games. 41? Bitch, listen, I might have to see back-to-backs and shit. That's when I'm retired. Ain't got shit else to do. I'm close to Atlanta. Close to I can get down to Orlando. I can get to Memphis. But for season tickets, New Orleans, I'm not doing that. I'm watching 41 fucking games. I don't give a fuck who playing in them 41 games, bitch. Why the fuck is they playing 82 games? Then you got 7-game series in the playoffs. Stop it. Just fucking stop it. Bring that hoe down to a good, nice 42 games. 21 on the road, 21 at the fucking crib. Y'all ain't figured out who's good and who's not by then. Boy, y'all boys crumb. It's just trash. Y'all need to fix it. Also, mix up their draft lottery. Why the fuck do these niggas that's trash get to get the first say-so on the best player coming into the... No. I want Bill Russell rules back around. Bill Russell went straight to the Celtics. That was already five, bitch. The fuck? Larry Bird, five. Well, Will didn't get drafted by them, but the bitch, five. He went to a five team, nigga. The fuck? Kareem, fire team.
The fuck?
Magic Johnson, fire team. You know? Imagine if fucking the team that wouldn't. What if Jordan would have got drafted by the Pistons, nigga? Or the Celtics, nigga? Right out the gate. I'm tired of seeing these good players go to sorry teams and then fall off the fucking face of the earth. Fuck all that. Then, secondly, fuck a 2-3 rounds, nigga. Add another round, nigga. I'm tired of seeing these niggas go to the draft. And then y'all niggas bringing these little crumb ass niggas, maybe like what, 60-something, 70-something players, maybe 90-something players. And these niggas trash. Make another round. Because some of these undrafted niggas be going crazy. Go to D League. By the time you try to bring them over, they like, fuck it, I'm going to just go overseas and go get this real deal money. Because I'm tired of playing with y'all. The NBA done already showed favoritism on certain niggas. Showed favoritism on height, athleticism, but some of these niggas poo. Poo, nigga. Trash all-stars. It's going to be another episode when I'm gonna make a comprehensive list of trash all-stars on each team. That's going to be one episode by itself, but we're going to get back into that. And as far as All-Star Weekend, can we just delete the skills challenge? Delete the goddamn team up shit with y'all. Let the WNBA players come over there and y'all do this little shit where ain't nobody guarding nobody and points is being scored off of certain spots. Delete. Celebrity game. Delete. Like, I know you're trying to bring entertainment and all this other shit to it. Delete. Because you're really killing the game, bro. You want to see these crumb-ass celebrities get out here and hoop, bro. You want to see that, bro. Nobody. You want to incorporate the celebrities, make them niggas the coaches, and just leave it at that. Don't do nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep them niggas out of the fucking game. And that's all I got for the NBA. You already know it. You have your jersey. Major League Baseball. Y'all niggas, you already know what I'm finna say right out the gate. Less fucking games. Like, who? Some months these niggas play 28 games in 31 days, nigga. 28? Bitch, fuck you and everything you stand for. I don't give a fuck how much do they paying these folks. 28 games in 31 days, nigga. Bitch, who even watching these games? You can't fill these fucking stadiums with that. Even though y'all got the biggest fucking stadiums next to soccer. Nobody had these games. Beginning of the season, nobody had these games. Maybe, you know, beginning of the season because, you know, it's opening day and type of shit. Like, you know, but mid-season, leading up until goddamn All-Star weekend. And then after All-Star weekend, bitch, ain't nobody had them games. Y'all wasting time, bro. Y'all wasting time. Y'all wasting money. Y'all burning money. You know, because ain't nobody buying that high-ass shit. $12 goddamn beer and shit. Fuck you. You know? Cut the games down, bro. I got another idea for you, bitch. One-out rule. When it's hot during the season, when the season, you know, starting out, you know, and getting into June and July and all that shit. One-out rule, bro. That nigga strike out, it's over. He hit the next inning. Y'all got 9 players going back. That's 9 innings. He strike out, he's out. Next person come up, he can go. He hit, he keep going. If the next person hit, he out. We going to the next fucking inning, bro. Ain't going to be none of that. And in that instant, it's going to be sudden death. Whoever the fuck scope first is over with. The game is over. It's my over, bitch. My other thought. One strike rule. Bitch, you foul off. You is out. I don't want to hear nothing else about that. You swing and miss, you out. Throw a ball, you get the base. It's easy as that. Stop playing around with these folks, man. I'm not finna sit out here for fucking 17 hours watching the same fucking game, bro. Stop it. Nobody's scoring the ninth inning. Ties need to be happening. Ties, bitch. It's a tie in MLB. Hockey got ties. Fuck y'all don't got no tie games. Fuck out of here, bro. I'm not finna. 17 innings, 18 innings. Bitch, y'all go that long, bitch. I'm shooting right off. Aluminum bats as well. Like, what is y'all doing, man? I'm gonna give a fuck about these, but wooden bats. Get these professionals aluminum bats. Wasn't they using aluminum bats in college? Certain colleges had wooden bats, but wasn't certain colleges using aluminum bats, my boy? Give them niggas aluminum bats. Who gives a flying fuck, G? You giving a fucking... It's basically like giving a goddamn pitcher a handicap in golf. You giving him a handicap. You got it. These motherfuckers ain't hitting it with something that's as hard as the aluminum bat they was really hitting this bitch with before. Also, just let them have the steroids and the performance enhancing drugs, bro. I'm tired of seeing motherfuckers hit that bitch and they get to the warning track or get to the, you know, it's just the high ass pop up or he fouled that bitch off goddamn 500 feet, bro. Fuck all that, bro. Let them niggas take that shit, bro. It'd be better for them. Also, listen, anytime a motherfucker look the umpire or line judge, whatever, whoever the fuck he is, wait, more ejections. Get niggas out of here, bro. I'm tired of seeing these same motherfuckers. Motherfuckers think they got privilege and can say whatever the fuck they want to say to the umpire and all that shit. Man, get these niggas out of here. Get the manager up out of here. All that shit. More ejections. Gonna put more asses in the seats and gonna get me to watching because I'm gonna watch to see who get thrown out that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Man, throw niggas out for stupid ass shit. Like, motherfucker, he struck out. He said a couple words. Throw that nigga out the game right the fuck then, G. That way we might stumble upon another star. Somebody that's way better than his duck ass. You know what I'm saying? You hit this many home runs in the season. Okay, oh well. Maybe it's somebody off in the cut that we don't know nothing about. He probably can do the same thing. Pitchers, bitch, you hit me. Throw that nigga out the game right then. Talk about the National Foosball League, as Ricky Bobby mama would say it. Not Ricky Bobby. Bobby Boucher's mother. Damn, I don't fuck that boy all the way up. Damn, Bobby Boucher here, that. Anyways, bring helmet to helmet back. Because, I mean, I'm tired of all this pity pat, man. Then when nigga leave with his shoulder, it's a problem. I hit you down below with my helmet, it's a problem. Bitch, why, how you want me to him just push him down every time? I'm not doing that. I'm trying to knock this nigga head off his goddamn shoulders, bro. We was all taught as kids, and if you play football, put your face mask in his numbers, bitch, so he can get ran over. Because you know he finna lower his bonnet, don't you? You know he finna lower his helmet. Fuck up. Pap your ass, because that's what I'm going to do if I'm running the ball. Lowering the shoulder and knocking your ass over. Also, I mean, God bless y'all with the rights to have whatever number y'all want to have. But I'm tired of seeing defensive linemen in these single digits. You confusing the fuck out of me. Then cornerback in single digits. Y'all taking away from prime time, man. Y'all taking away from Deion Sanders and Randy Moss and Jerry Rice. All these guys, man, they had signature numbers that stood out as their position. Now, you just got a random number on. Quarterbacks were single digits, bro. Kickers were single digits, bro. Not your duck ass wearing no single digit. Running backs, it was a pride to be in between 20 and goddamn 40. You know? Pride. 40. Who wanna be number 40? But you was number 20 to 40. That was what you wanted to be. I don't fuck the game when these get single digits and all that there, man. Not Dak Prescott, but Ezekiel Elliott, take number 21 off right the fuck now, G. Don't God. Change that number, bro. You cannot wear that number no more. Also, visors. NFL, let them men wear them visors, man. And then, like, nobody can see their face nowhere unless they take their fucking helmet off, bro. And what's really stopping them? And what's really the problem from them wearing these visors? Most of these motherfuckers can't catch or nor see no way. And they probably high as fuck in the game anyway, so you righteously need these visors. And plus, you know, the better they look, the better they feel. That's what they want to wear, that's what they want to wear. Them face masks, them goddamn visors, all that shit, that's what they want to wear. Y'all even tripping on the motherfucking cleats, bro. Wow. Also, alternate uniforms. Y'all did good with the color rush. But y'all need to switch it up now. Color rush, we done seen. We done seen what all the same color look like, bro. And that ain't even nothing new, bitch. They been doing that since goddamn 1980. 1970. Nigga, teams done had full color rush before that, bro. Y'all brought along some shit that wasn't all that. Also, come on, let the fans make a uniform once in a while for their city. Something that symbolize the city that they in, bro. Let them come up with one, bro. Don't let it be, it ain't gotta be grotesque. It ain't gotta be real unruly. But let them figure out what they want to see their team in. Like, let them try to come up with a design. Like, find somebody that's famous or a great designer from that city and let them put one together. Or find just one good designer and get them together with another couple designers and design some shit that's going to put the city on, that's going to put asses in the goddamn seat, bro. Like, I don't understand y'all, bro. I'm tired of seeing these same fuck-ass uniforms. Jerbsky. In National Hockey League, NHL. Yeah. A young fella got turned into hockey after, you know, when I went to college. When I went to college, man, them motherfuckers was dope. First time ever really seeing a hockey game in person. You know what I'm saying? And these motherfuckers was playing on ESPN. The true playing teams like, you know, Duke, Dartmouth, teams like that, Yale, all that type of shit. Boy, these boys was raw, boy. These bitches was sponsored by Nike, all this other shit. But the team I was, you know, the college I went to, man, my football team was sponsored by Adidas. I let you know. They didn't give a fuck about their football team. The football team was trash. But the hockey team, boy, them bitches was fire. One thing with y'all, make the game shorter. You motherfuckers play for first period, go on intermission for a good another period, bitch. What? Now, you don't get to go to the locker room and chill for a fucking another 20, 30 minutes and come back out, play 20, 30 minutes, go back to the locker room, chill 30. What is you doing? I'm not trying to be here all night, nigga. Then y'all ain't even really scoring like that. But, I mean, y'all have picked it up in recent times. But I'm not finna sit through all this for y'all not to be scoring no fucking goals. Fuck you talking about. Get fuck out of here. Also, y'all go to overtime. Bitch, make it a one-on-one. No goalie. No nothing. One-on-one. One goal. Y'all start on the other end. Y'all start on the other end of the goddamn thing, of the ice. Y'all got one goal. It ain't, y'all can't score in the other goal. Y'all got to score. It's one-on-one, but y'all got one goal to score in. Make that shit interesting in overtime. Y'all pick your best player, they pick their best player, one-on-one. Some kind of way. Let's have a fucking glow-in-the-dark game, bitch. A glow-in-the-fucking-dark game. That's all I'm asking. Give them motherfuckers a specialized visor so they can see the ice more clearer than what we can see as the fan. But also, make the stick glow-in-the-dark, the puck glow-in-the-dark, the unis glow-in-the-dark, the goalie gonna be bright as hell. And then, you know what I'm saying, go from there, you know what I'm saying, figure it out, bitch. I don't got all the details, but y'all know how to make it up, make the shit more enjoyable to see. Give us some theme jerseys, like major, minor league baseball, they theme jerseys be so fire. Like, I seen some fucking Saved by the Bills, some goddamn Seinfeld jerseys, do some shit like that, Halloween jerseys. Y'all never really switch it up. Like, hockey, y'all got the greatest potential to have some of the finest uniforms known to man, but y'all don't never switch it up. Switch it up, bro. Motherfuckers will watch shit out that shit. Yerbsky. Now, when we get to talking to them about them sports, bro, see, you get the bet. See, I got an app perfect for you. Prize Pick, bro. Prize Pick. I've been betting on that bitch since December last year. I done already made about $3,000 off that motherfucker. $3,000. And it's just basically picking high or low, over and under. on who gonna score what, or if motherfucker get this amount of assists, this many rebounds, this many receptions, this many rushing yards, whatever. Whatever sport, bro. I'm talking about, they got soccer on that hole. They got rugby on that hole. They got goddamn baseball, hockey, tennis. All that shit is on there, bro. Easy as fuck. Get with me. I'm gonna give you a code. You sign up. They're gonna give you some promo money. And on top of that, bro, they're gonna fuck around and match your first $100. So if you put $100 on the first deposit, they're gonna match it, give you another $100 on top of it, bro. To bet with, the lowest you got, the lowest amount of, that you can bet on the bet is $5. You ain't gotta pick five people. It's up to five people. You gotta pick at least two people to bet on. They also done came out with a new way to bet on shit, like in the first 6 minutes or shit. Or they do shit that certain shit, like live shit on the baseball shit, like right now, like a motherfucker be in the ninth inning to be like, oh, in this inning, is he gonna get a strikeout or is he gonna throw this amount of pitches, bro? Shit, just too much easy money to be made out here, bro. Like, fuck with this shit. Like, I'm trying to tell you, bro. Inbox me. I'm telling you, bro, I done made about $3,000 off this shit in almost, and it ain't been a year, it's almost. Almost what? What is it, July? 7 months I done made $3,000 off this shit. It's easy money, bro. And then we can team up on this shit low key and use your motherfucking sports skills and team up on this shit together. Get with me on Prize Picks. You can use the promo code PR-IWSSBA5. It's gonna get you the $100. Matched on your first deposit, like up to $100. So if you put 20, just 10 is the least amount you can put. They're gonna give you another 10 on top of that. So that's $20 to bet with, $5 a bet. You the one. Or you can bet $10, however much you ever you want to bet. When you bet up to five people, it's gonna give you 10 times. So $20 gonna get you $200 off. You know what I'm saying? Five people. That's all you had to do. Five people in the assembly. You get them all right, G. That's it. It didn't even know where. You get four out of them five right, they just gonna double your money. So, boom. That's $40 you just made. 40. So, I want to tell you, man. Get with me, man. My code is PR-IWSSBA5. PR-IWSSBA5. Number 5 on Prize Picks, bro. I'm telling you, it's legal in Alabama. Easy bread, easy withdrawal. I'm talking about you can set up for your Cash App, you can set up on your regular card. I'm talking about when you just do a withdrawal, it's like I'm talking about instant to your fucking Cash App. Once you do the withdrawal process that they got on there, bing, I'm talking about it's gonna send you a fucking announcement or notification right the fuck away that you just got that money off of that. Like, as easy as you deposited on it, as easy you can get that bitch off. And I'm talking about sometimes they do little promos, all that shit, bro. I'm telling you, fuck with this app, Prize Picks, bro. I've been fucking with it since December, bro. $3,000 already made. Just fucking around, watching sports like I normally do. I did dibble and dabble in some other shit like fucking DraftKings, where like DraftKings, I tried this shit way back in, I want to say 2013, 14, maybe 15. Shit was decent when I tried it then. I was living in Georgia then, but nowadays, boy, I tried that shit again not too long ago, not too recent. It was pretty trash. Like, bro, I bet some shit, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm going up against, you know what I'm saying? It hit you. It's going to hit you with an advertisement on something like, oh, you can win up to 100,000. But when you look on there, it's 100,000 people betting the same bet you betting, bro. So I got to get number one out of these 100,000 folks. And then even if I do get goddamn, you know what I'm saying, out of these 100,000 folks, I might even just hit for $100, bro. You just made it seem like I was going to hit for $100,000. When all actuality, it's a total up to $100,000, bro. Even if I come in first, bro, it might be $1,000 or this, that, and the third. But I would have had to put you know, $35, $50 in the pot, you know what I'm saying? So, and then I gotta beat out $100,000 for, like, I gotta be totally perfect, like 100% perfect, just to, like, bro, it's a waste of money, just to be real with you. Like, I ain't never put no more money on that bitch, bro. Never. Like, I'm not gonna, like, bro, don't do it. I don't give a fuck what DraftKings saying. They gonna bet or they gonna match. This and the third, bro. You gotta be really betting $1,000 right off. And it's only a few of y'all in the pot to go against each other. Even then, that's still cutting out your chances. Because if somebody else got a better little draft lineup than you, and they hit, bitch, you just lost a band in fucking a couple hours. That shit gone. It ain't no coming back, bro. There ain't really no split down the middle, none of that, bro. So that's what I'm saying. If you ain't got up to 10 bands to throw away, I wouldn't fuck with fucking DraftKings, bro. Because that shit was trash. Like, I was mad as fuck that I even thought about signing up for that shit or even wasting my money on that shit. Because it was like, bro, yeah, you can win up to $1 million. But then it's 500,000 people betting on the same shit. And I got to beat out all 500,000 of these bitches to get the first place just to win a band, nigga. What's the odds of me beating out 500,000 folks just to get one band? You got to really know your shit, bitch. You got to dedicate all your time to whatever you betting on right then and there. And who got time for that in this modern society where gas is damn near $5? You got to go to work. So, do not download DraftKings. Boy, that shit was a waste of motherfucking time, bro. You're... That's all I got on the sports right now. I could have talked about way more sports than that, but I ain't really been keeping up with none of that shit. Golf, tennis, soccer, none of that shit. Cause soccer, boy, I'll be talking about that shit all day. Talking about soccer, boy, goddamn. But yeah, I mean, you know, fuck with me. Share my little shit, you know. If y'all really do fuck with me, even a Cash App, you know. You know, if you want to Cash App your boy, your boy's name is $TEV, as in victory, E, B as in boy, A, G, O, N, E. I was about to say zero, but so it's basically Steve Bag One, you know, for my handle as Steve, you know, one bag Steve is backwards. So if y'all wanted to cash out, help to donate out, help with the kids, you know, keep the content rolling. Because none of this is free. Ain't none of this shit helping me, to be real, for real. So, but it's also getting my push, my opinion out there. You got anything to say? I'm going to have a question and answer thing on here, whatever, this and the third. But yeah, push my content, man. Don't give a fuck what you share my shit on. Like I said, I'm on Spotify. I'm on goddamn Google Play Music. I'm on Spotify. I'm on all major platforms. I got podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all that, G. So, fuck with me, man. Share me. Get me out there to certain folks. If you don't like what I'm saying, comment it. Send me a message. This is being recorded on Anchor. Download the app Anchor, you know what I'm saying? And get back with me. If you put a message on here that I feel like, damn, they said some real shit, I'll add it to my next segment. I'm going to try to do this shit every week. Probably not every Wednesday. It'll just be spotty. Just fool me. You're...